This is a very passionate my see, it says here that Yaakov Avinu told Yosef to go to Shechem and to visit his brothers and see how they are. So Pella, and it says Yosef says Hineni, Lashon Anova was Rizus. Nizdaris to do what the father said, Afal Pi Shadia Shachiv Sonroso. He knew the brothers hated him, and still he went. There's a big kiddush. Chora, there's no mitzvah of kibud av if it's sakana. Chora, Yosef knew he's going to sakana. He's going to brothers. They hate him, and they're alone. They're far away. Shechem, not near the father, but he went to do what the father said, even though he knew. It's sakana, a big kiddush. But this says in Rashi, Hineni, Anova was Rizus, even though it says Rashi speaks out. He knew the Achiv hated him, and still he's going. Something mavo.
He knew that was a sakana.
Yeah. So what's Pratim Rashi? He knows that they hate him. What's Pratim Rashi? Rashi
says. Uncomfortable to confront them.
No.
It's not similar to when the father tells you to go against the Torah. And then
right. No, it doesn't mean that. It means that it's son and also not uncomfortable. Son and also. Not that's not Pshat Rashi. Not Rashi, no. It means that it's a matzah mesukan. Okay. We're still okay.
He so, was his brothers? He was his brothers
to tell him? Yeah, right. His brothers hate him. See, it's
tzaddikim.
Right, but it says there's a inferno. Says in Sperno, they thought that Yosef is a Roidef. They thought Yosef wanted to kill them, Beruchnis, Be'ol Mabor. So they thought that Yosef was a Roidef, Miller, he's Chayimisa. Okay, so, but he did it anyway, this is a Chiddush. He did the mitzvah of Kibbutz Av, even though the Chora he knew there was a Sakona. It doesn't mean comfortable. It means sinner, mamish, sinner. Doesn't mean comfortable. It means sinner. Okay, so it's a chiddush. Then it's a Rashi, a davener. Me emek chevron. So how we wait, get back. Yeah, Wednesday. So it says in Rashi chevron me etz amuka. This is Mr. Rashid of Nura. And Pasuk Yud Dalit. Me'im Chevron, said Rashi, Eitz Amukah, Shoto Tzadik, Hakor V'Chevron. Meaning, the Arba Me'oshana of Avonim Inim Osam was the Eitz Amukah, was the advice, a deep advice of the Avram Avinu. The Avram Avinu had a deep advice of making them work Arba Me'oshana in Mitzrayim. Hear this? We think it's like an onish, not a deep advice, like an etza amuka, a deep advice from this tzaddik in the heaven. Abraham Yashona is not a deep advice. It's an onish for saying b'moeda ki b'moeda. Here we see a new era in Rashi that Abraham Yashona was an etza amuka. I think they say they.
Mitzrayim,
right? The Etz Amuka, Gia Yezaracha, Ba'avodam Inu Asam Av Meshana. That's the Rashi calls it Etz Amuka of Av Mavinu.
Talking
about Mitzrayim. Gia Yezaracha, Bris Bnei Absorim. Gia Yezaracha, Ba'avodam Inu Asam. That pasuk. So it's Etz Amuka. So it needs a big Iyun. Why is it Etz Amuka? It's a deep etza of Avraham Avinu. It's not an etza. Needs Ian, but I think they say that because Klal Yisrael, to be Klal Yisrael, they need to be purified. You can't stand and be Klal Yisrael. You have to be purified. And Mitzrayim, those becoming purified to become Klal Yisrael. Every year has to, every year doesn't come. All Goli HaTorah didn't come. Stam Goli HaTorah. Hashem should help. They went through not the every Godel went through difficult times. No Godel in the world was like just breezing, smoothing, rosy. It wasn't that way because they needs to be purified. There has to be a purification here to every.
No, it wasn't purified. They weren't meant as Shari Toma.
Right. But still there was Amanas to make them Klal Yisrael. There was Amanas Klal Yisrael. It needs a, okay. So it needs a, right, there's a very nice word from Rav Chaim Shlevitz, a beautiful word. It says, Vayishma Ruvain saved Yosef. Now why? Why Ruvain? Why didn't all the Shvatim, why Reuven save Yosef? So it says in Midrash, there's the Midrash Nerva here. The Midrash Rabbi says that Reuven, see Reuven moved the bed, Yaakov Avinu. Yeah, he moved Yaakov's bed. So that was a big avera. He moved Yaakov's bed. So Reuven thought, I married the Shiftei Kohen. I left the Shiftei Kohen also moving his father's bed was very not good. So he left Shiftei Kohen. But then Yosef HaTzadik had a dream. It says 11 stars are bearing to me. So kochavim shtachavim li. Said Reuven, 11 stars. So I'm a star. There are 11 stars. There are 12 shvatim. Yosef is the one bearing to. So there are 11. Who's 11? I'm one of them. I'm a star. I'm a star. He this stuff. No. I'm called a kochav. Mila. I'm probably Shiftei Kohen.
So everybody didn't like the dream except Reuven.
Yeah, Reuven says, "Wow, I'm part of the Shiftei Kohen. I must save him. I must save him because he told me I'm part of Shiftei Kohen. Hear this, the Venera, Mavel. Smela, Reuven said, I must save him because he told me I'm part of Shiftei Kohen. This, the Venera. No, and Rav Chaim would say." Chaim would say, a big parallel, that Yosef of the dream was not mechaven to help Reuven. He just said a dream, 11 stars. But agav urcha, Reuven had a toy from him, had a toeles, so it's called makatov. Hear this beautiful yisod. Since he had toeles from this dream of 11 stars, I must save him. This beautiful, beautiful.
Where's the matter?
Meresh Rabba. I think Alan Makom. Alan Makom. What?
By
Atzilu. Over here. That Reuven sold him. Reuven saved him. Saved him. Okay, fine. So we are. So all the. See now it's very matim. Now it's Hanukkah. Very matim to say this. Hanukkah, we must thank Hashem. All nisim that Efshe gave us many nisim. So one of the nisim agadolim is marriage. Marriage is nes gadomoy, nes otzimoy, nes noramoy. Hashem gave you a matana. Gave you. Matana to you, especially your wife, is miyuchad for you. Matana from Hashem to you. That's something more. Hashem gave you matana. This wife is matim to you. She's your wife. She's matim to all what you need. That's a present. Otzim present. Mago. So we have to be makir the present. That Hashem gave us a present. That's the first step in life to know makir the present. Hashem gave you a present, otzimoy, present. And the more you makir the present, the more she is the present. The present is totally in the haracha of the present. If you're married the present, then the present will be a present. If you say that, I'm married like everyone married, then Chalila won't be a present. If you makshir for us a present, then she'll be a present. Very like Selima Torah. We're zocher to learn Torah. That's a big matana. To learn Torah is a matana atzuma. Every day we learn, we have a big matana. So And the more you mark the matana, you know, the people forget the learning. Forget learning. They learn today, forget tomorrow, forget everything. We're always forgetting all the time. Why? Why forgetting? Because it's not so valuable. We learn, forget. Yeah, okay, you say new Tosfos, new Rashi, new Marsha. I say it, okay. So see, Rav Nochum was no forgetting. Everything was no forgetting, no shilcha at all. No shilcha. So how could that be? No shilcha. He's a big Balkishrin, but how can you have no shilcha? Because here's the soul. Every word is a matana. He got a new Rashba matana, new Marsha, new Rashi. Everything matana atzuma. If you get a million, there are two people I heard. There was no forgetting. Rav Nochum, no forgetting, and probably many more, but we knew of two. And Rabbi Feinstein, no forgetting. We had a Rabbi Alpert, big Adam Gadol, Talmud of Rabbi Moshe. So he had him in high school Rabbi. So he told us that Moshe was no shukha b'cha, nothing. Everything he learned, he remembered there was no shukha. So how could that be? How could that be there's no shukha? So they asked Rabbi Moshe, how could it be no shukha? So Moshe said, have you ever seen the Empire State Building? If you ever heard, you live in New York, the Empire State Building. I didn't see it, but I guess everyone saw it. So he said, yeah, it's the Empire State Building. And can you forget it? No, it's such a big building, unbelievable building. So who had been every word of Torah is the Empire State Building. Yeah? Every word of Torah is the Empire State Building. Every word, new Rashi, new Tosfos, new Rashba, everything, a new Knech in the Rashba or Tosfos, everything, Empire State Building, so I can't forget it, see? Marvel. Every new Svara, Empire State Building. So this, we see the matana, how you makshiv a matana is how much it will be a matana. If you makshiv your wife is matana atzuma, then she'll be matana atzuma. It's totally your chashivas. How you makshiv her is how much she'll be matana. Hear this? Unbelievable zach. And we have to steig. See, there's the famous Gru and Mishle. The Gru and Mishle says, Orachaim lemala lemaskil lemansur mishol mata. A goin neira. This we have to cut the goin all our life. The goin says everything in life goes up or down. Nothing is the same. Nothing stays neutral. The same. You have to go up or down. It's the pasuk. Lemala lemaskil lemansur mishol mata. Not go down. Go up. So how do you go up? You have to go up in life. Everything go up. So about it in marriage, you have to have matana has to be higher every day. Every day, a higher matana. That's what you have to in marriage go up matana. See a maila a day, where she did this and this, and think about the maila, think about the maisa, think it over, and then the matana will grow and grow. It'll grow. You have to grow. Matana has to grow. That's done. Matana once. That's all. That's not the pshat. After the matana has to grow. How do you have to grow? By thinking of mindless, thinking how good she is and how matim she is. This is ikra. I'm saying ikra things. Ikra. If you want to have a life, if you want to have a good life, you have to work on the matana. That's very 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 crucial. Think about it. Think. See the holy Chavetz Chaim. There's a very chashvi yid called Chavetz Chaim, big gadol. Now, woe is the godless. This is not so known, but now we're saying something. It's known, but not so known. Every day of his life, Chavetz Chaim would be misbrining 2 hours a day, about his life and his day. What's happening with him? Do you believe it? 2 hours a day, every 2 hours a day. Do you believe it? Everyone believes this.
What's far?
What?
That's far?
No, Sfar. That learning, see, we think it's all little Torah, little mind. Thinking about our life, about this, it's not little Torah, not little mind. Not little mind, but we have Yetzirah has us in his hand. Yetzirah has us wrapped up in his hand. Yetzirah, wrapped up in his hand, wrapped up. We're wrapped in Yitzhak. That's what we're wrapped up in Yitzhak. It's very, very hard to get out of him. But the Yitzhak Tov says, thinking about your life, thinking about what's happening with you, what happened today, what happened in life. Think it over. Chaim did this 2 hours a day. And then, could be more, but at least 2 hours a day. And then he came a big good matur. Are we doing this or not? We are doing this, right? Not doing this, right? Not
at all. That doesn't sound like a lot. 2 hours a day.
It's impossible to do that. Impossible. I can't do it. I can do it maybe 5 minutes. Could be. Suffolk, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Could be the maximum 10 minutes, the maximum. I want to learn. Every second day, I'm not learning. But Mutzia, Tuck the coin, Rashba, Tosfos. That's it. Again. If you don't have that, it's a better mistake. Toss Gordon. The Yetzer says, learn, no thinking, and then you'll be a nice Balabas. You'll be a Balabas. If you want to become a good by Torah, then you have to change your life. This is the Holy Chavetz Chaim. Holy Chavetz Chaim is like a Tanna. Right. No, night. See, it's not a joke. See, it's a joke. It's not a joke. See, life is not a joke. Very important. So, life is not a joke. Life is very serious. Not a joke. It's a joke, and it's a joke. The whole bit a joke. You'll live all joke, and you'll let's say, joke. It's not a joke. Life is not a joke. Life is very serious. Serious. See, you want to have life, this is where you have life. To think of your life, think of your day, that's where you want life. So, yeah. Like I said, you'll be a nice Balabas. If you want to be a good Torah, this is the way. To think of your life, think over your day, every day. See, I heard a Meisah of Chavetz Chaim. I heard from, there's a Yid named Rabbi Lang. I think he's living, Rabbi Lang. There's a big gadol in Beit Dagon named Rav Klaus Bramsky, living by the gun. After England came to here, living by the gun. So there are two people who were Mashamishim, they lived in the same building by the gun named Lang. They were two brothers Lang. I think one passed away, one is living. They were Mashamishim the whole 25 years. He was in Eretz Israel, Mashamishim. So they know about him a lot. So I heard from one of them, Rabbi Lang, I think he's living, Shlita. Said a Maisa that he heard from Rav Chatzko Abramsky. Abramsky lived in Russia in the beginning, before England, Siberia. He lived in Russia. So and his dream everyone in Europe was to see the Chavetz Chaim. That was their dream. I'll see him once. That was the dream of all the children in Europe, everyone in Europe, was to see this holy Yid. So Rav Ramsky was 24 years old, and he was a chassan. He was a chassan. See, had him become a chassan. See, his shvir tested him, and kol hashas. Before he took him, kol hashas. So has no kol hashas. Yeah, I'll tell you a secret, because he has it kol hashas. That's why he has it. We learn about Mutzia, and learn about Mutzia, and you get the chazwe many times. If you're not, don't know about Mutzia. That's it. So at 24 years old, Rabbi Abramsky was a chassan. Never yet saw the Chavetz Chaim. So one day he was in some hotel somewhere, and next room was a old man next to him. And in the middle of the night, the old man started wailing and screaming like something marvel. So Ramsky was very, very afraid. Maybe he's sick or something. So he went to the owner of the hotel and said, don't worry, it's a Chavetz Chaim. Nothing wrong with him. Everything is good with him. So he was very excited. Here's a Chavetz Chaim. So he went to the door. And he had a suffix, knocked, and he didn't knock. Went in without knocking. And Chavetz Chaim was sitting on the floor of the room, saying Nishmas. In the middle of the week, Tuesday, Wednesday night, thing, but the biggest love was Atzuma. This is the Chofetz Chaim. We have to do that. Sing Nishmas with like Atzuma. People have the Hashem help us marry. We should go out of our mind from the spiralists of the marriage. We should go out of our mind from Rabbi spiralists. So we have to start living. We have to start life. Maybe today we'll start living life today. Erev Shabbos, Aviyashev, Chav Beit Kislev, start being alive. We'll start living, start breathing, living alive, and start thanking. Start thanking Hashem. This is a very, 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 very chashuv thing. Thanking Hashem. Merci, Rabbi Arye Finkel, once I spoke to him a lot, but one time was the Iker of all times. So in that time, Rabbi Arye told me that Hasanim always come to him and ask him, Rabbi, tell me the Eitzah. I want to have a good married life. Tell me what to do. I'll do everything, whatever you say, I'll do it. And tell me, so fine, just hear the Eitzah, tell what to do. They told him to tell your wife every week a few times, she's the best matana in life. The highest, best matana I have gotten life. Very nice, no? Nifla. So I told this to many people. This Eitzah Amukah of the tzaddik, and Rov told me they can't say this. Rov, 99%, they can't say this because it's not true. You can't say something that's not true. It'll be a joke, like a joke. So I can't say. So this is the Indian. We have to understand that it's real. This is the real Indian. It's real. Matana Atzuma. And you have to work on it a lot. Work on it a lot to really hear this Matana Atzuma. Then say it be Omek Alev, then it will be Nifla Moed. Say be Omek Alev, and it will be Nifla Moed. Nifla Moed. So that's very, very, very. So now let's say something on Hanukkah. Now it's Hanukkah. So this Gemara in Shabbos, very important Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says, famous Gemara. The Gemara says the whole nace of Hanukkah. And the Gemara ends off, Asorim Yomim Tovim Behal Vaydo. The Chazal made Mechanica Yom Tovim Behala Vahedo. That's Russian Hagemur. It's five words. Asorim Yom Tovim Behala Vahedo. So what does that mean? So it says in the Holy Vasemis. Vasemis Allah has a whole section in after Miketz or after around Miketz and Hanukkah. So it says here, Devonura. It means the Chazal made the Yontif b'halavaydor, meaning as much as you have halavaydor, you have the Yontif. The Yontif is the halavaydor. The halavaydor makes the Yontif. If you have halavaydor, you have Yontif. If not, it's done, a regular day. So here the Devonera, the Yom Tovim is the halavaydor. The halavaydor makes the Yontif. That's the Asiya. It says this Lotna. Asam Yom Tovim b'Hal Vaydo, like the Gemara says, the Yontif Arday Hal Vaydo is Yontif. The more you have Hal Vaydo, the more you have Yontif. The Yontif is the Hal Vaydo. like we were saying, marriage. Yeah, if you want to marry well, Hal Vaydo. That is the marriage. Same as Hanukkah. That is the marriage. Hal Vaydo. If you marry without halavaydor, you stand. Living together with a woman in one house, say nice, very nice life. Nothing deep, just a shallow life. If you want a marriage, halavaydor. That is the same way it says in the Tfasemes that the Yontif of Hanukkah is halavaydor. Yontif was made through halavaydor. That is the Yontif. Halavaydor, he says, is megala, the or of the Yontif. Is through halavaydor, or there's a big or here coming here. Hashem shall help us get a mashu of it. So how to get this or halavaydor? Halavaydor is the way to get the Hanukkah. Way to get the or is the halavaydor. You have to be very misbehaved. Halavaydor. and it's Hanukkah, Pach HaShemen, Bechlal, and life Bechlal. The holiday door is the Yontif. So who are they in marriage? The marriage is, I'm saying, it's Tushdal. The way, same way he says, Yontif of Hanukkah, holiday door, who are they in marriage? Marriage is a Yontif. Yontif every day. But it's only holiday door. You know how a door? Regular life. No holiday door, regular life. If you have holiday door, see, Rabbi told me in that Maimid that Rav Chaim Shlevitz found and his wife every day 10 milas, 10 a day, something malo, 10 a day, something out of this world. And we also can. We can also do that if we're focused on the Indian. If we're just spacing out and just living as a in our dream world, then it won't be as a. But if we're focused, then we can also have 10 a day. But 10 a day is a big mile. One a day. One mice a day, one mile a day, but really have it. Have one a day and think about it. Think about the mile a day, mice a day. Think about it and be responding about it. Then married life is Gan Eden. Gan Eden on this world. That's what Rav Chaim Shlevitz said. Gan Eden in this world, but how do you have Gan Eden? Where's the Gan Eden? Many people say, "Tell me, not Gan Eden." It's not so Gan Eden. So, how's the Gan Eden? Halavedor is the Gan Eden. More Gan Eden. Halavedor is the Gan Eden. But it has to be real. Has to be Mizbeine on it. Mizbeine and Halavedor. And there's Nafkamina Otzim Oid in a marriage. See the children. People have children. Shouldn't have many children. So, how are children good? What's the how do you have a good child? A good child you have if you have a good marriage, and the fee, the marriage, the ava, the fee that is the children. The fee it's like an equal marriage is good. Good children. Marriage is very good. Very good children. Marriage is neira. Children are neira. It's like the fee, the marriage, the fee, the equal marriage is the children. It's like. Equal. So you have to have a good marriage, a real marriage, real, deep, maybe slavus. That's that. Yeah, I'm married. Yeah, I'm saved. I'm married. Yeah, okay. What can we do? I'm married. Marvel. You have to marry bislavus atzuma, like near Hanukkah, and more than Hanukkah. We have a nes every day. A marriage every day is a nes atzum. We married. Mofis es nes atzum. You have to be Maka the Mofes and the Nes. See, every marriage was Shkakotis. Every marriage was Hashem was Mashkiach. Every marriage, the biggest Mashkiach we have in the world is marriage. The biggest Mashkiach in the world is the marriage. Okay, so you know, there's a very nice shtickel in Doras Moshe that may will say this. This is very important to say this. Moshe Feinstein has a sefer called Doras Moshe. In the sefer and by a key has a very important shtickel. Very important shtickel. Rav Moshe Feinstein says in the shtickel that there's a bas. Moshe says a bas called Mem Yom Lifnei Avlad, bas Ploni Leploni. Moshe Feinstein says a person who believes in that, he's mamin in the bas kol. So he hears the bas kol. He hears the bas kol. So, yeah, what does he mean? Not clear. He hears the bas kol. And he's living Alpi Baskol all his life. If he lives Alpi Baskol all his life, this is the Baskol, then there'll be Hatzacha Atzuma. There'll be children, Parnasa, Shefa, health. Because he's living, the Baskol isn't something that happened in the history of Ram Yom Lifnei Avlad. Baskol, he says, Akish, you're living all your life with the Baskol Adnei Veshim. Living the bas kol, I may have asked him. Living this bas kol, she's the one, and she's the one. Hashem made the bas kol. I'm living with her. I'm in bas kol. Is a chiddush. Bas kol is not something happened lifnei avlad, and I'd say my dehavi havi. No, the bas kol is with you all your life. Look inside of Moshe, with you all your life. You're living up in bas kol all your life. That the bas kol will give you hatzlacha all your life. Parnasa, children. Health, everything, Torah, mitzvahs, because you're living, a person lives with a bas kol, it's a big, big bracha. Many people think, yeah, I'm not sure I married the right one. It's a fake. Maybe I did. I say all these fakers, and the chalila, not baskol, not living with the baskol, then the chalila won't be such a life because they're not living with the baskol. Well, living with the baskol, here's the Kiddush Moshe Feinstein, Kiddush Otzim, Mavro. The baskol, that's the history happened before, and say, okay, history. It's every day of life, living the baskol, call yom the yom of life, living the baskol, mavro. That baskol will give you hatzlacha atzuma, living with the baskol, living our pi baskol. It's a Kiddush Otzim. Mavlo Mavlo, you're living al pi baskol, male al pi baskol, that brings a big hatzacha. Kill this, Akadish Nerva. And every day, oh, very nice. Oh, he says, im tia emunoso brura, not a mikra. Mikra, I married her. No, not a mikra. Yeah, vaday. Hatzlacha, tova, shalom, la'olam. He'll have hatzlacha, shalom, la'olam. Because he's living al pi baskol. Not that history would happen. Living with about every day, he sees, baskol, it's emes. I see that every day you have to bring a ride to the, not only a ride, but it's emes. We see in marriage something mavil, that there are a lot of zachin, which he doesn't have, she has. She has zachin, which he doesn't have, and what she doesn't have, he has. It's like very, 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 very matim. Very matim. You see the hatama. The more you live like you see, it's matim. Baskol. Something out of this world. Mele, this is a dover nerve. And Chalila people that separate. Why separating? Because they think, it's mikra. I married her, yeah. Not so clear. Lolein, male, they separate. Life is very, very, very shvach. So if you live with the baskol, and it has to get shtarker. Baskol is shtarker. Everyone says, you heard the baskol. You heard it. How can that be? I didn't hear the baskol. Okay, you have to know what he means to hear the baskol. Needs the ear. What he meant, but we. The baskol, we can see life. We see the baskol. We see. This is the baskol. We see, life is the baskol. We see it. We see it. Maybe that's murdered, mamash. Well, something mavam. Moshe was very matzliach. Moshe knows the altar, but Ian Godel. He knows every sifkotin of your daya or a chaim or a choshe mishpat. Hakol, and he knows it with the stiff cotton. Just Yudal, Tesva, Taz, Shach, Magen Avraham, Baal Peh. So, because Avada, Hasmada, Chazara, but also he lived with the baskol. Mela, the baskol brought a big hatzlacha. Something you have to go over the Ashkak Pratis. How we married? How we came to be? How we met her b'chol? All the inyanim are meeting her and everything. It's like, ma'isa Hashem, ma'isa neis. We have to. So it would be good to buy a present for Hanukkah. No chiyuv, but it's nice to buy a present and write her a note. How much you're makatov to her, how much you're happy with her. Write note should take half hour. Not 5 minutes, half hour, maybe an hour, but we will be mekul, half hour, a cooler, and you'll write a note nicely and with machshava, maybe make a poem, and how good she is, how happy you are with her, and this is the life, Milam, and the children are telling them, the children are telling them, see it's the. The Orach Chaim says it. The Orach Chaim says it. Derben Orim. It's very sad. He says it. He says it. Orach Chaim says that the Reuven moved the bed of Yaakov, which is something marvel. How could that be? Move Yaakov's bed. So how did this happen? It happened because it says Orach Chaim says because Yaakov married Leah, but Yaakov thought that's Rachel. He's living with. With Leah, thinking Rachel, so that's not so pasha. That thinks that not pasha, that negated the midah of Reuven to move the bet. He is something magul. Magul, right? Because anything that's not shalom in the later, it makes a little bit of a something not in the child. Because he thinks it's Leah, in Rachel, but it's Leah. Okay. They're all done. There's a big mug and a drum. There's a big deunion on this, but it wasn't push it, right? It wasn't push it. That not push it. Okay, so maybe Hanukkah is a chag of halvei dor. We have to put this chag to Hanukkah and to our marriage. Halvei dor. That's it. I mean, make it thank her and realize what's happening. Hashem gave us a wife, Magal Moed, and be machshir of her and be happy with her. That's it. And you're happy. She's happy. Gan Eden in this world. Gan Eden. You and she are happy together. Gan Eden in this world. And it's all totally in you. It's totally in the Baal. How much the Baal is machshir of her. How much the Baal holds with her. How much you're happy with her. How much you really value her. How much you see Yad Hashem in the whole marriage. Then Hashem, if you do this, it'll be Niflam. Hashem should help us. We should have a marriage of Gan Eden and the children to Golia Torah. We're saying Hallel. We're saying Hallel 8 days. So you have to learn Hallel. We'll say some. That's one the hair in Hallel. So it says here. But say it says Otska ki anisoni batehi li shua pasuk nera. So the whole deal what it means. But some person say Otska. Hashem gave me inui. I'm happy with the inui because the inui I had made the Yeshua. The inui I had made the Yeshua. Oitzka kiani sani, and bati the Yeshua. The inui I had made the Yeshua. Hear this, and Evan Masu Abaynim, hoisted the Rosh Pino, the famous Taitche, Rav Timur Zilberberg Shlita. Evan Masu Abaynim. Evan is life has difficulties in life. Difficulties. Masu Abaynim. We don't want them. We want life to go smooth. Everything smooth. No difficulty, but that those difficulty is Rosh Pino. That's the cornerstone of life. In this, Evan Moasu Abanim. I don't want difficulty, but really the MS that difficulty is that's that my life cornerstone. In this, marvelous. See everything life difficulty is for a reason. That's what I say. It's to build you. It's to make you bigger. So Evan Masa Abonim, Rosh Pina, Rav Chaim Shlevitz, if we can say, he had a very hard time speaking. His speaking was very, very schwer speech. He was sick once, and his speech was very, very difficult. And speaking any word was difficult to him. But he worked on speaking. He practiced a lot. Rosh Pina, he was the best speaker in the door. He was the highest in the door. When he spoke, everyone came, packed oilam, because he spoke very, very well. He spoke about it. He spoke things well, but his speaking, he spoke very slowly. It was hard to understand him. It took half a year to understand him. When we came to Mir, we didn't understand what he was saying. We sat next to people that told us. It took half a year to understand all his speech. But after we got it, then we got it. It took half a year. It wasn't simple to keep. It wasn't like clear. It was like clear a little bit, not. So there's no tapes. Tapes can't understand the call, anything you say. Only you have to hear him. He said that he isn't giving his speech, his shirim, to tape. No, there were tapes there, but he says, I'm not giving it to tape. And no tapes, because he wanted it as a. So Evan, Masa, Benim, wherever we have straight cracking, Rosh Bosh Pino. That's the cornerstone of life. You see, so Mila, as Hashem, see, David Melch is speaking. David Melch, when he was born, was thought he's a mamzer. So he took him out of the house. He spent all his life, 27 years in the Midbar, growing up alone. But then now he became David HaMelech. From that, the David HaMelech. We have to learn Hallel. Learn Hallel well. Learn Rashi and Hallel and learn it well, because then you'll say, we're saying Hallel 8 days, 8 days, Marish. Hallel Sholem, 8 days. You have to learn, say Hallel. You have to prepare Hallel. Otherwise, it will be stunned. Shem Shalom, say Hallel well. Hallel Vedor. Have you until Chanukah well. And we should have all the issues. No, not in Russia.
How old was my dog?